Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
He doesn't speculate. He doesn't do predictions. He doesn't care about the standings or contracts. All he cares about are the facts from the film. This is NFL Film Senior Producer Greg Cosell with Tolbert and Copes.
Sponsored by Dignity Health. When it comes to healthcare with kindness, choose Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
On KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
It is time to dig into the film with our good friend Greg Cosell of NFL Films. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Tom, what's going on? Hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend.
I did. I hope you did as well.
I actually got a year older over Thanksgiving weekend, Tom, you know.
Oh. Happy birthday.
Happy belated.
You know, unfortunately, when people ask me my birth date, the year seems to stay the same.
Yeah, I know. It's weird the way that works,
isn't it? I know. It's crazy. It's crazy how that works.
How much do you get to celebrate Thanksgiving with all the work you're doing? I mean, it's obviously a big football day. Can you turn it off for a little bit? Not turn it off, but like kind of turn your brain off a little bit and just
watch the games? Normally do, just is I'll work in the morning till like 1:30 or 2, because our Thanksgiving with family is not till about 4:30, 5 o'clock, which is great, because I'm not one of those people that can eat a big meal at 1 in the afternoon. That's like a little much for me. So it's great. And then, but then I come in Friday and pretty much work. And, in some ways, Thanksgiving weekend, because we shoot the matchup show on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving that week, in some ways, it's a good way for me to see a lot more tape, because I got all the Thursday games done before I came in on Monday. So I was, I'd seen six sides of a ball by Monday morning when I came in, and I'm, kind of ahead of the game.
Got it. And this Thanksgiving, I can't remember a Thanksgiving in recent memory that had all three games were good. All of them were fun to watch.
Yeah, and the same for me, because, we do a whole family thing. It's not at my house, so, I'm not in control. I saw, bits and pieces, but not all of every game. So it was just, one of those things. But, hey, that's the way it goes, I'm not the only one, so it happens that way.
This is true. All right, let's get to the Niners game. Boy, the defense, again, was fantastic. They let him get down the field a couple times and stiffened, got a sack, got a turnover. I mean, what did they do? I mean, they're just so damn dominant. I mean, look, they're not going against a juggernaut. No one said the Saints are a juggernaut, but they completely took Kamara out of that game. He caught a few passes, but they were short passes. Was that something you could tell watching the tape, that they were trying to take him out, or are they just that good they can do both?
I just think they're really good. But, thought, believe it or not, we know the Niners defense is good. Obviously, you don't usually get shutouts in the league. But, I was watching this and trying to figure the Saints out to some degree as well. You guys know me well enough to know that I don't rip coaches. I don't do that. But, obviously I've been doing this a long time, so I have certain thoughts based on film. And my sense watching the Saints offense with Dalton, with Hill, is that they don't really have a defined identity these days. Sometimes I think to myself, as cool as Hill is, and I'm sure he's great for fantasy people at times, is it possible that he's hurting them rather than helping them? Not him personally, but the desire to sort of get him involved in however they want to get him involved. Sometimes I think, what is Kamara's role on a week-to-week basis? Here's a guy that's really talented, and basically since Drew Brees left, and we know Drew Brees is a first ballot Hall of Famer, Kamara has not been the receiver in terms of production that he was with Brees. It seems on a week-to-week basis that some weeks he has a lot of carries, some weeks he doesn't. I'm just trying to figure that out. Watching this game with the Niners just totally dominating, I felt like, okay, what are the Saints really trying to get done here? And I'm sure if their offensive coordinator was hearing me right now, he'd probably tell me the five things they were trying to get done, and he'd tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. But that's just my sense watching the tape. I struggled with it, but the Niners are really good on defense.
No, I think you're right. Here's my theory on that, Greg. My theory is, and look, I love Taysom Hill. I love his toughness. I love his versatility. He can do a lot of things for a football team. But when you pay a guy like that, you're going to find a way to use him. And sometimes when you find a way to use him, that's not the right time to use him. It kind of takes it takes you out of a rhythm, so to speak. And sometimes it looks great. Sometimes they'll have monster games. And then sometimes, like against the 49ers, there was just nothing. I mean, every time he lined up behind center, they were like, no, we know what you're going to do, and you're not doing it. And they just completely stuffed him. He threw one. That didn't work. He pitched one. That didn't work. So I don't know, because he's a guy that I would love having on my football team, but I wouldn't know exactly how to use him without disrupting what's going on with the offense. Maybe Allen's going, look, our offense sucks anyway, so let's go ahead and give this a shot.
Yeah, and that's kind of the way I felt. You know, I mean, you know, to me, the Niners kind of did what they've done all season. They're really good up front. They're really good on third down. They've been really effective with multiple stunt concepts all season, especially on third down. You know, they line up in that loaded front, which they do on third down all the time, pretty much all the time. I shouldn't say 100%. And then they have multiple stunt concepts from that. Sometimes Warner's involved, sometimes not. You know, Warner is a big-time coverage linebacker. He made that great play in the end zone. I forget who the ball was thrown to, but he made a great play in the end zone. Might have been the tight end. It could have been Johnson. I'm not sure.
Johnson, I think it was, yeah.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, playing against a team that I struggled with offensively, I don't want to sit here and say, oh, I knew they were going to shut him out. Like, I knew, you know, who knows that. But I'm not surprised that the Saints had some troubles. Now, obviously, the fumble near the goal line by Kamara, you don't expect that. You know, maybe they score there. And by the way, we'll get to this in a sec, but this was a day where they needed their defense, because this was not a good performance by their offense. And it's really good when you have a complete team like that and your defense can bail you out.
Go ahead, Coach.
Well, I was going to say, I was out at the game, and we were talking about this on the pregame, John Lund and I, about the number of penalties that the Saints commit. And they're second in the league right now in 661 yards given up on penalties. They're fifth in total penalties. By my count, I mean, you watched the tape, Greg. There was the pick six that got wiped away. Because of the illegal contact. There was the fumble at the one. They had a penalty that pushed them out of field goal range earlier in the game as well. So we're talking right there potentially 17 points. Even if you're just getting field goals on those, you're going 13-13 potentially against the Niners. They have played themselves and taken themselves out of chances to get into games. And you look at some of the penalties they committed, a 15-yarder against Jimmy Garoppolo that gave the Niners a chance. I just thought that the offense actually, while it wasn't good, the Niners made enough mistakes and didn't capitalize enough that the Saints shooting themselves in the foot was kind of the difference in the game.
And you could well be right. You know, it's funny because on the tape that I see, if it's a penalty that there are certain penalties I don't see for whatever reason. You know, I don't know why that is in our system. Some I do see. Obviously, the interception, I saw that penalty. But you're right. I mean, this was a game. I don't want to say the Niners were lucky, because when you play defense like they do, you're not lucky. They're a great defense with really good players at all three levels and a lot of depth on their defensive line that shows up week in and week out. So I'm not going to sit here and say they were lucky. But, Adam, you're right. That could have been a different game without those penalties. But that has been, unfortunately, if you're a Saints fan, what they've done all season long.
So how much of the 49ers' failures on offense was their offense, and how much of it was the Saints' defense? Because when the Saints are healthy, that's a really good defense. And their front was giving the 49ers' front fits. I mean, I would hazard a guess they got more pressure on Garoppolo than the 49ers did on Dalton. I mean, they couldn't run the ball. They couldn't open up holes. And it's a really good defense. How much of it do you think was the Saints being a really good defense? And then probably like most things, Greg, it's a combination of both. Because I don't care how good they are. The Niners have enough weapons to score more than 13 points. They just didn't get it done.
No, and I would agree with you 100%, Mr. Talbert. You're right, Tom. It's a combination of both. You know, I would say that, first of all, they haven't run the ball with the consistency, I think, on a week-to-week basis that they would like. And this game, it really showed up. You know, they're just... Look, Mitchell got hurt again, so we'll see what that means for McCaffrey going forward. But obviously, with Mitchell healthy and playing the last number of weeks, they're not using McCaffrey as a quote-unquote feature back, giving him the ball, you know, 18, 20 times a game. And that's okay, because Mitchell's a very good runner. But they've not really been able to run the ball the way we expect them to, and the way they almost have to. And this was a game, and I think it happens once or twice a year, you know, maybe with some quarterbacks it doesn't happen as much, you know, because they're better. But I think there's some quarterbacks in the league where once or twice a year they're just not sharp mentally or physically, and this was one of those games for Garoppolo. He didn't turn the ball loose on some throws that were there, and his ball placement was not as precise as it really needed to be on other throws. So he just wasn't sharp. And, you know, he's one of those guys, we've talked about this a lot over the years, he's a true rhythm player. When he can't turn the ball loose and he gets stuck in the pocket, you can see how uncomfortable he looks. You know, his whole body starts to move. His feet, he's chopping with his feet. You know, you can see that. And that's just who he is. That's not going to change. But he was not a comfortable player in this game. This was not one of his better games, and they couldn't run the ball to compensate for it. So fortunately, because of their defense and the Saints' ineffectiveness, they were still able to come away with a win. And that you'd like that to be the case if you're a good football team.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, yeah. Credit the defense. It's a 6 straight quarters without allowing a point. They haven't given up a point in the second half in a month, Greg.
I know. I don't think people realize how hard that is in this league, because, you know, people can talk about quality of opponents all day long. It's the NFL. I mean, you know, you talk to players. Look, Tom, you play professional sports. I mean, are there teams in the NBA that are better than other teams? Of course there are. Mm-hmm. But everybody's in the NBA, you know? I mean, these are professional basketball players. You know, you can look at a team. I guess Orlando hasn't been good the last couple of years. But you know what? Every once in a while they win, and some guy scores 35 because he's in the NBA. You know,
I say it all the time, Greg. I say it all the time when I'm doing the Warrior games. I'm like, look, the Warriors should beat this team. We all know that. But if the Warriors don't play really, if they don't play well and they take this team for granted, these guys are NBA. I always say that these guys have NBA players too. And NBA players are all, regardless of what you think sitting at home watching the game, all these guys are really, really, really good. They're just happy to be other guys that are better than them, that are just
they don't have enough guys that are good, you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That are really good. They're all good. Yep. I mean, let's face it, they're in the NBA. You know, look, you and I know how many guys play college basketball, and what a small, small, minute percentage of those guys play in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Same thing goes for the NFL. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's always easy to say, well, you know, they should beat this team. Well, yeah, I mean, that's easy to say, and that's great to say, you know, when you're a fan, but, you know, that's not the way players and coaches think about it. I work with a player every week doing some Eagle stuff, Jason Avant, who played in the league for years as a wide receiver. You probably remember him.
Yep.
And, you know, and we were talking one day actually doing the show when the Eagles were playing a team, I forget who it was, that was not considered a really good team, and how coaches deal with that. And he said, they remind you all the time that this is the NFL. Everybody is an NFL player, and you better strap it on, because if you don't strap it on, you're going to get beat, that these guys are NFL players.
Yep.
And any of those guys could be on our team any time.
No doubt about it. Yeah. Absolutely. That's one thing that fans just, they don't seem to, a lot of them just don't seem to get that everybody is really, really, really good.
I mean, I forget, was it you or Adam that made the point about the Saints defense? The Saints have a lot of good players on defense. Now, they've had a lot of injuries this year, and they haven't been able to play everybody at the same time. But, you know, if you were just to look at that roster on defense, you know, that's a really good defense. And say what you want about Dennis Allen. I'm sure New Orleans fans are saying, oh, he's not a head coach, whatever that means, just because of the record. But, you know, Dennis Allen is considered one of the absolute best defensive minds in the game. I've talked to offensive coaches. When I talk to offensive coaches, I always tend to ask them, hey, who are the three or four best defensive guys you go against that give you the most trouble? And Dennis Allen's name comes up in every conversation I have. So if somebody says, oh, well, he's a bad coach. Well, we're not there every day to know what being a head coach means. You know, I can't speak to that, and I'll be totally honest, so I can't speak to that. But I can tell you that offensive coaches in this league think he's one of the best defensive minds in the game.
I do always laugh at that when people say that, because, you know, guys get jobs because they were coordinators or position coaches, and they get elevated to that position. And some guys just end up being great coordinators and not great head coaches. And I you know, we look at that as a knock sometimes.
And by the way, Adam, that's
that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's my point. Yeah. You need those guys. You need great coaching. And one of my favorite things is looking back at, like, Super Bowl champion teams or even teams that lost, and you see who the coaching staff was alongside the head coaches and the younger players. Like, you look back at, you know, Sean McVay and who else was there? Matt LaFleur and Kyle Shanahan. They're all hanging out on that same staff 20 years from now. How cool is it to look back at that stuff?
Kevin O'Connell was there for a year or two as well.
We knocked these guys, but I think it's a bad scope, I think, on that.
And you know, again, we have this conversation a lot in our matchup room, you know, because I have guys who play college football, you know, who've coached and all that. And, you know, just because you're able, let's say, to design a great play on 3rd and 7 doesn't mean you're a great head coach. Those are two different skill sets. And, you know, unfortunately, and I don't want to say unfortunately because there are guys who become great coaches, but I think decisions are made by owners when they look for a new head coach based on a guy's ability to, you know, coordinate an offense or coordinate a defense. And I think those skill sets can be totally different things.
Let me ask you about what may have been the most impressive drive the 49ers had all game, which was the drive to close it out where they took over with 6 minutes left.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And while they didn't run the ball well, they had to run the ball. New Orleans knew they were going to run the ball, and they did run the ball. It was all runs.
Just enough. They ran it just enough, yeah.
Yep, except for the Garoppolo had one pass to Jennings to get a first down. What are your thoughts on Mason? Because I thought he ran hard. He looked good at the end of the game. Got him the first down to seal the game. He's going to, I would think, him and Davis Price will get some carries. But Mason when I've seen him out there. What'd you think of Mason coming in, and what do you think of him now?
I didn't know much about him coming in because I didn't see his college tape. So, but he ran hard. The big question now is, because of Mitchell being out, are they going to play Mason and or Davis Price with, you know, meaningful snaps? Or is now, after a month, the time where they say, okay, we traded, you know, half the farm for McCaffrey. He's going to play, you know, 90% of the snaps. You know, we don't know the answer to that right now. You know, because obviously there's a lot in Kyle's offense. I'm sure McCaffrey's a smart player and a savvy player, but there's still a lot to pick up and learn. But he's now been here a month. So that's a question we'll see going forward. You know, I don't think we know the answer to that. But, look, we know with their run game, because of guys like Mitchell, a sixth-round pick, other backs that have been here, Mostert, who was a free agent, we know that Kyle Shanahan has no problem playing guys like Mason. Now, Davis Price was a third-round pick and a guy I did watch coming out of LSU, and I really liked him, and I think he fits the Niners well. So we'll see. But I'm curious to see if McCaffrey starts to get a higher percentage of snaps.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
There's just so many weapons for him. Talking to Greg Cosell on the UMA guest line, and I do think over the last couple of games, he's definitely helped open things up. I want to ask you about a guy who's not one of the superstars in the offense, but was a part of the other big drive they had, the touchdown drive at the end of the first half, Juwan Jennings. This guy's been a third down godsend for Kyle Shanahan, and seems like he's open every play when he's out there because there's so many other guys defend. He had four catches on that drive and the touchdown.
Jennings was a really good college player at Tennessee, okay? And I watched his tape coming out, and he is physically tough. He's super competitive. He's just not fast. And I remember he ran a really slow 40 time. And I thought to myself, you know, because I then watched his tape after that and said, you know, this guy's not going to get drafted, or if he does, he'll get drafted low simply because he doesn't have speed. But he's big. He's physical. There were times he dominated in the SEC as a receiver. And, you know, again, it's still college football, but it is the best conference in the country. So, you know, I said to myself, there's a place for this guy if you know what he is. You know, is... And I said to myself, hey, I'm not going to sit here and say he's Anquan Boldin, because Anquan Boldin was phenomenal and maybe should be in the Hall of Fame. But he's sort of that kind of competitive guy, you know, a big guy who's not fast. Because I remember being at the Combine when Boldin ran a 4.72 40, and there was a really clear sigh in the dome about, oh, my God, this guy, how can he play in the NFL running a 4.72? And obviously he did okay. Now, like I said, I don't want people coming away from this conversation thinking that Jennings is Anquan Boldin, but there's a place for guys like Jennings in the league, and he's on a good team right now, and he'll make those tough catches. He's made a bunch, Adam, as you suggested, a bunch of meaningful third down catches over the last month or so.
Yeah, but can he play quarterback like Anquan Boldin?
Well, that's a good question.
Randall L., wasn't he a QB too?
Yeah, exactly. He was a QB at Indiana.
He was, correct.
What do you expect if Eric Armstead were able to play this week? How does that impact the 49ers defense?
Well, you know, in an odd way, this may be a crazy thing to say, and I'm really curious. Everything about what the Dolphins do offensively is rhythmic. It's quick rhythm throws. And believe it or not, I'd be very curious to see if he can impact throws just with his reach and knocking some passes down. You know, when they got those fast guys, Hill and obviously Waddle was already there, everybody said, oh man, they're going to have a vertical passing game. And I said, no, they're not. Because Tua is not a very good deep ball thrower. His deep balls lose energy on the back end. They hang. I thought the key to the speed, because I know Mike McDaniel, and you know him well, is he's going to run much of the 49er offense. There's a ton of motion. So what you're going to get is free access off the ball, guys not being pressed, receivers will not be disrupted, and therefore Tua can play in rhythm. And that's his game. He's a rhythmic player. And that's what you have to try to stop. It's very hard to sack him because everything is rhythmic. Obviously, if it's 3rd and 9 or 3rd and 11, it's different. Then then it's tougher to make quicker throws. You still can, but it's tougher. But I'm curious to see if Armstead can have some kind of impact knocking balls down.
By the way, on the way out, did you watch any of the Jaguars offense on tape yet?
I did. I watched. I did watch Trevor Lawrence. Yes.
Woo! How about some of those throws that last drive he made?
Sharp.
My goodness.
Yeah, he made a couple of really good throws in that game. Yeah, I thought, you know, it's funny. I'm a big believer, as you guys know, in coaching. And I thought that Doug Peterson did an unbelievably good job. Everything in that game was quick. He could be decisive. He knew where to go with the football. I thought the Ravens helped him tremendously because they played almost no man coverage. Everything was zone. I think they were pretty comfortable with attacking the zones. But that takes nothing away from Trevor Lawrence. You still have to make the throws. But I've always been a big believer. You know, we just spoke about Mike McDaniel and Tua. You know, I think there's a great marriage there. You know, I think that stuff matters to me. You know, there's a lot of quarterbacks. I don't want to say a lot. I mean, when I say a lot, there's quarterbacks that can play in this league, but not everyone has big-time talent. So now you have to find a way to make your quarterback efficient and effective. And, you know, I think that coaching really matters.
Greg, as always, it's a lot of fun catching up with you every single week. I'm glad you had a happy holidays and another happy birthday for you on the way
out. Happy birthday, Greg.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks. Look forward to next week.
Appreciate it.
Happy birthday.
Give him one of those.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.